British researchers point to a 35% increase in myopia since 1997, when people began staring close up at smartphones, tablets, and other electronics. The scientists are calling the vision problem screen-sightedness. However, Dr. Amy Walker, an optometrist at UW Health, says it's not an epidemic, it's the new norm.
Whether it's studying, whether it's computer, whether it's cell phones. I mean, we're a near-point society. We're not farmers anymore. And, you know, we're probably going to evolve into a being that's more nearsighted than we were 100 years ago.
Walker says closer working distances in general require higher accommodative demand, which can induce myopia. This is especially true for children, who have more toys and gadgets piquing their interest at close range. She says many factors in our daily lives, both environment and genetics, are contributing to stress on our eyes. While the new article focuses on nearsightedness, Walker says many of her patients present with visual signs of eye strain. Overuse of electronics is revealed in red, bloodshot, sore, dry eyes. Walker encourages moderation.
You know, I wish I could tell my adult patients they can keep working until midnight every night, and they can come home and text, and they can spend an entire day on the computer and then do some more computer at night. There's a limit to our bodily function, and we have to give our physiology and our anatomy all a break.
A good rule of thumb, she says, for every hour of study, an individual needs a 10-minute break. Parents should make sure kids have a good balance between close-up indoor activities and frequent outdoor activities. The same advice goes for adults. Studies show the sun helps with nearsightedness, but it's uncertain as to whether it's the sunshine itself or the activity in the sun that reduces near-point activities, and therefore helping to reduce myopia. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.